There's many.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. This is your weekly podcast show that I offer, and my special guest today is Barbara Sanson. I can't wait to get into this beautiful topic
Welcome
we have today.
Welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. This is...
Oh. Something's going on. I'm going to have to start us again. So let me start again. Sorry about that. Welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. I am your host, Willa White, and this is my weekly podcast show that airs on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. on my Facebook page, Willa White Medium. And it's an opportunity for people to have a conversation with me and my special guest. And we usually have a topic relating to spiritualism, mediumship, healing, faith, family, and more. It's so wonderful to have on my show today of my special guest, Barbara Sanson. Thank you for being here today, Barbara.
Well, my pleasure. Folks out there, my pleasure. And thank you for touching in with Willa's lovely show that she has. And I'm blessed, and you be blessed as you listen and receive today. Thank you.
For those of you who don't know who Barbara Sanson is, she is a registered medium of Lilydale for many, many years now, and the former chairperson of the Lilydale Healing Temple, where she served and helped to help other healers to serve in our beautiful Healing Temple on the grounds in Lilydale Assembly. Spiritual healing is something that's definitely near and dear to Barbara's heart. In my mind, I envision her even when she's sleeping and dreaming of spiritual healing because it's been such a big part of her life. And before we get into our topic today, I just want to mention you can listen to this podcast. It's a listen-only version on Lilydale Radio. You can access that by blogtalkradio.com/lilydaleradio. And there are other Lilydale Radio shows that you can tune in to throughout the week. So I encourage you to view those. Also on my Facebook page, you can check the different archive videos of Wednesdays with Willa on my Facebook page, Willa White Medium. And Barbara has been a guest on my show many times before. We usually have a great topic that we choose regarding healing. So if you are at all interested in healing, please look back at those archive videos. Barbara Sanson is an amazing resource for healing. And I'm very thrilled to have her back on the show today to talk about vital components of spiritual healing. This is such an important topic in today's time, but it's something that's also ageless when we understand more about what is spiritual healing. So we're going to talk a little bit about what is spiritual healing, and then we'll go into those vital components. What is necessary? What do we have to have aligned within us and around us to make spiritual healing possible? So, Barbara, tell us a little bit about spiritual healing, please.
Well, spiritual healing, folks, is not anything that was fostered and brought forth in the 18th, 19th, or 20th, 21st centuries. It is ancient. If you think of primitive man around the campfires and the placement of their hands on the stick for those that weren't well or perhaps the closing of a door, so to speak, to what they perceive might be evil or negative forces, all sitting together in collective chanting or drumming to invoke the goodness of the higher energy. Those are all little forms of spiritual healing. Today, in the 21st century, our definition might be something like this, and it may be close to what's in the manual. It is the connective power through a healer or not. It can be either way, through the channeling or the directed energy forces from another person or a person just sitting and receiving healing, to restore them to balance in a way that would help them be aware of the spirit and the qualities of spirituality or their own personal values of the spirit, if you will. So it enforces a balance, a centeredness, a reconnectedness to the power of the divine or God that can then help a individual on many levels, i.e. spiritually, of course, first and foremost, emotionally, mentally, and physically. So it helps recenter and rebalance.